Zacchaeus, Jesus, the crowd. Each of these characters that we heard in this gospel story have something to say to us this morning about how you and I live out our lives. The crowd, very interesting group of people. You know, they have followed Jesus from Galilee all the way to Jericho, and they're going to follow him all the way to Jerusalem, where Jesus is going to enter into his passion, death, and resurrection. Now, spending that much time with Jesus, they don't know who Jesus is. And when Jesus wanted to come to Zacchaeus' house, what did the crowd do? They grumbled. He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. Because good Jewish rabbis, they don't hang around with sinners. In fact, they avoid them. So if a sinner was coming down, like Zacchaeus, on one side of the street, you'd walk over on the other side to avoid the sinner. You know, we have groups like that in our church today who say they know Jesus, but their actions say they do not know who Jesus is. Let me tell you a little story. The story is about Antonio Bianco. Antonio is a gay man who worked in a parish of St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in San Diego, working to revive the parish community. On any given Sunday weekend, 40 people would be at Mass. 40 people would be at Mass. So they had to do something. Either, you know, you grow or you close your doors. So Antonio, along with his pastor, Father John Dolan, that's not a relative of Cardinal Dolan, but he is the auxiliary bishop of San Diego. Anyway, they began to reach out to the neighborhood. They began to put invitations on people's doors. They began to invite people to come and to participate in the parish. So young families began joining the parish. And there were straight men who also came to be part of the parish. And many Hispanics came to be a part of the parish. And there was even a few gay people that came to be a part of the parish. You can imagine what a Sunday Mass looked like. It was a lot more than 40. But due to harassment and threatening phone calls, Antonio no longer works at St. John the Evangelist Parish in San Diego. The crowd, they didn't know Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus, interesting guy. He's a tax collector. He works for the Roman government. That's what makes him a sinner. Because if you were a good Jewish person, you wouldn't work for the enemy. And the Romans were the enemy. But Zacchaeus had this strong desire to see Jesus. It was so strong that he was willing to climb up into the sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. That desire led Zacchaeus to a conversion, a change of heart. And it was a pretty big one because he declared to the Lord, he says, I'm going to give half of my wealth to the poor. And if I you know, frauded anybody, I'm going to pay him back four times over. Doesn't that sound like a good conversion to you? Would you be willing to do that? Think about it for a moment. So what happened in that encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus? It must have been powerful to cause all of that, to cause a change of heart in Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus was a man who lived daily with rejection from his Jewish brothers and sisters. You know, can you imagine that? Living with rejection every day of your life. And here, Jesus calls him down and says, Zacchaeus, I want to stay in your house today. All of a sudden, Zacchaeus recognized that Jesus was accepting him for who he was, a tax collector. You know, this is the last occurrence in St. Luke's Gospel before Jesus moves on to Jerusalem. So Luke puts it at the end of that ministry of Jesus, and it becomes more striking because Luke is making a point. The point is the Lord seeks out and saves the lost. That's the good news. That's the good news for every one of us here this morning, provided we are able to identify with the loss. So, the gospel invites us to ask a question. Who do we identify with? Or better yet, how do we live our lives? Like Zacchaeus? Or like the crowd? You know, C.S. Lewis made an observation, and he said, the greatest sinners and the greatest saints are made of the same stuff. Monsignor Gresso, our director of spiritual formation when I was in the seminary, he put it this way, and I quote him. He said, the difference between saints and sinners is this. They're both sinners. But the saint picks himself up or herself up and continues walking toward the Lord. That's what makes a saint. I've always remembered that. That was said by Monsignor Gressel probably about almost 60 years ago. So you and I, we're the disciples of Jesus. We take the place of Jesus. We have to do what Jesus did. Because that's what disciples do. Disciples do what Jesus did. So we have to become a church that seeks out the company of sinners. Because that's what Jesus did. You know, Jesus hung around sinners. Because he recognized one thing. That they were on the threshold of a conversion. And so, like Jesus, we do the same thing. Because they're waiting for a sign of God's love for them. You know, because the Spirit is always working, not only among us, but the Spirit is working among everybody out there. Because the Spirit is drawing everybody to Jesus. And so, when you and I take that step to welcome sinners, we become a sign of God's love. And who knows? Maybe the person that we reached out to is going to become one of those great saints.